Calvin Sampson and his project looked at how humans affect tree swallow populations. He concluded areas with more housing developments result in smaller birds. Nikolai Chase also studied the effects that different habitats have on animals. He noticed that there were more Dolly Varden trout in certain areas of the river, and he wondered why. His experiment determined the fish survive better upriver, where there are milder currents, more food, and better protection from predators.
Our fish is a pretty important resource to us, all humans and people. And we're trying to make it like last for generations and generations.
As amazing as these young scientists are, they didn't get there all by themselves. They credit people who encourage their interest in science. Their parents, siblings, uncles, community members, and one other special mentor. Sampson explains how their teacher uses his signature catchphrase to inspire them.
Mr. Lindley kept pushing us forward and motivating us by saying we are doing a great job and saying boom after we got a good part.
Competing with students from across Alaska, Sampson realizes he has more studying to do. He plans to go to college to study engineering. He doesn't know what kind of engineering yet, but he does know he wants to solve problems close to home, including one of Bethel's most vexing.
At my work, where my dad was, fixing Bethel to be a better place, because you know how the potholes is like the main problems in the roads.
If Calvin solves that problem, there'll be plenty of Bethel drivers and pedestrians lining up to thank him. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.